Okay, we're on the Ayin Vav Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Hafaras Nadarim Kol Hayom. So the concept of Hafaras Nadarim, which a father can do to mefer his daughter's neder, or a husband can mefer his wife's neder. So this they have one day to do so, the whole day, Kol Hayom. Yesh Badavar Lake Alulachmir. And it comes out sometimes a kula and sometimes a chumra. Ketzad, how so? Nadra b'leile Shabbos. If the wife, let's say, made a neder leile Shabbos, Friday night, and it was after Shabbos came in, beginning. So yafer leile Shabbos, uva yom Shabbos, ad shetechshach. So he has almost like 24 hours, and he has from the whole night, and the raining of the whole night, and then the whole day afterwards until the next night. So it's like I'm gonna call it the hakel that he has a whole almost 24 hours to make for the neder. However, nadra im chashecha, if she makes a neder im chashecha, meaning just before Shabbos is out, you know, Shabbos afternoon, then mefer ad shelo techshach. Then he doesn't have very much time, because he only has the day that he hears it to be Mayfair, and the day is almost over. So he just has that, whatever it is, hour, half hour, whatever it might be, the time remaining of Shabbos, to be Mayfair. She'im chashcha v'lo hefer, eino yachol hefer. Because if it became Motzei Shabbos, and he hasn't Mayfair it, that's it. He can't Mayfair it anymore. So that's a chumrah. Right, that he only has a few minutes to be made for the neder. In other words, you have that day, whenever that day is over, that's it. Okay, let's see Rashi. Nadra b'leile Shabbos, yachol afer la kol oso leil Shabbos. He can make for that night, v'yom Shabbos in the day afterwards. V'hu adid nami, ki nadra b'motei Shabbos, yachol yefer, b'motei Shabbos, sheyefer, kol oso hayom, b'achad b'Shabbos. Same thing if it was Motzei Shabbos, you have the whole Yom Rishon to do it. El hadanakad leili Shabbos, mishum dashme'inan b'mashamru hafars nadrim kol hayom, kil leili Shabbos v'yomo. To teach us that when it says the beginning of the Mishnah, hafars nadrim is kol hayom, the kol hayom refers to like the night of Shabbos and the day afterwards, meaning, and there's a girsa here, it should really be the opposite, and see in a second, that the yom is holech achar laila, not laila achar yom, as we have in our girsa. There's a different girsa here. It should be that the day comes after the night. As it says, ve'yi erev, ve'yivo voker. So first comes the night, and then the day, and yom echad. Aval lo liyom v'laila, but not the other way. Now that's why it's telling me in this way, the leili Shabbos, just like on Shabbos, we know, starts on the night before, Friday night, and goes into the next day. So in other words, the day comes after the night. So too, when it comes to Faras Nadarim, Aval lo liyom v'laila, she'im nadra b'yom, lo efer la, shuv eini yachol efer la, mishatechshach, but not the opposite way. In other words, if in the morning she makes a neder, he doesn't have until the next morning. In other words, because the day is going to end at Shki or whatever, and that's it. So you only have the day, that day, until the night. That's what's coming to teach me. She'ein hafars nadarim ela oso yom shenadra u'mishach hashecha kfar nichnas yom acher. If he only has that actual day, the next, like the tarich, you know, in the Hebrew tarich, you know, and so she does it in the morning, she has until the end of that tarich, night, and that's it. Okay. Gemara, we see a machloikas here. Tanya, hafars nadarim kol hayom. The Tanakama says that the Hafaras Nadarim, like we've been saying pretty much, that Kol Hayom is that the actual day that he heard until the night and finished. However, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Amru, Me'es Le'es. So they argue. They say that you have 24 hours. So now if you heard it, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Yom Rishon, you have until 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Yom Sheni. You have a full 24 hours, not just till the end of that day, as we've been talking about. So that's the machlokes. My time at the Tanakhama, what's the reason of Tanakhama? You have only that day itself. So Amar Kra, the Darshan of Pasuk, it says, the whole Pasuk is, V'shama Yisha B'yom Shamo, V'hech Rishla, V'kamu Nedarea. So her husband here is B'yom Shamo. So they learn out from B'yom Shamo, only that actual day that he heard, that's when he can be Mayfair, and not 24 hours, just that day. V'rabanan, meaning Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they, my time, and what's the reason that they said 24 hours? Dichsiv, they learn from, what's it, what it says, v'im hecharish yacharish la isha miyom el yom. So they learn from, miyom el yom means the full day of 24 hours. Ask the Gemara, la tana kama haksiv miyom el yom. So now tana kama that says it's only that day, aye, but it says miyom el yom, sounds like 24 hours. So they said, no, itzrich, the reason why you need that, even though it's, you only have that day, the Yom HaYom's teaching me, the E, B'Yom Shamo, Havamina B'Yamama, In, B'Lel Yalo. Therefore, Ksi, B'Yom HaYom. Because one might say, if you're only learning from B'Yom Shamo, just B'Yom Shamo, I might think B'Yom Shamo, it has to be in the daytime. It can't be made for at night. Therefore, it says miyom el yom that no, you have the whole day potentially. It depends when the neder was made, as we saw, but the potential all day. Meaning, if she from the end of yesterday until the end of today, you have that whole time to be mefred, and meaning including the lila in there. So therefore, that's why we need miyom el yom. That shouldn't mistakenly think miyom shema is only in the daytime. Ay lamanda amar miyom el yom. The shita that says you have 24 hours. Saksi b'yom shamo. Aye, it says b'yom shamo in the day. You only have that day. So itzrich. Why? Diksi b'yom ayom. If it would only say b'yom ayom, then I would have thought, havamina michad b'shaba lechad b'shaba leifela. I might say from b'yom ayom, from this day of the week until next week of this day of the week. And that was from Sunday to Sunday. That's what I might think miyom el yom teach me. If all it said it was miyom el yom, therefore it says ksi biyom shamo, and that would, that, then I understand that it's only one day, full 24 hours. Okay, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, ein halacha ka'osel zug. Said that the halacha is not like the zug, meaning Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, who says you have 24 hours. The halacha is not like that. Levi savar lemeva de kahani tanai. So Levi wanted to paskin like these, to do a maisa like these tanaim that said that it's for 24 hours. But Amar le Rav, hachi amar chavivi, ein alach kosel zug. He said, and Rav said, my uncle, was Rabbi Chia, he called him chavivi, he said, beferet, that alach is not like, again, like the zug that said it's for 24 hours, therefore you can't, you only have the, that day. Okay, see Rashi. Miyom el yom, mashma miyoso shah biyom ze, ad oso yom hamacharat beoto shah. That's 24 hours. Miyamamein, I might think, if it just said diyom shamo, this it has to be at night, or it has to be in the day, excuse me, only. Diyom shamo, mashma yamama, the day, velo laila. Lachiksi, there it is, miyom el yom, de mashma yom shalem, a full day. Haksi biyom shamo, the mashma the also ayom bilvad velo lemachar. So the sheet that says 24 hours, what did it do biyom shamo? The miyom el yom, if it had said only miyom el yom, have mashma mechad b'shaba lechad b'shaba. The hachi mashma miyom from today el yom shekamo, like to another day which is just like it. The hainu shavu shalem, it's a whole week from Sunday to Sunday. Lachiksi biyom shamo biyom echad shalem yisleis. Therefore, biyom shamo is teaching me it's not in the next week, but just this full day. Ein alakot zug, who's the zug? It's Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Elazar. The Amri meisleis that said from for 24 hours. Okay, back to the Gemara. So this is an agav that we mentioned just now, a memra with the Rav, Lagabe Yafars Nadarim. So now the Gemara brings a maisa with his son, Rav's son, that also talks about Nadarim. That's the connection here. Chia, which was Rav's son, right? Chia Barav, Shadi Gira Ubadik. So he, Chia, Rav's son, would shoot an arrow and Badik. And badik means literally check. It means he would when somebody came and asked him to be matir neder, to be shol on a neder, he would do so while he was shooting his arrows, doing his target practice, whatever. So meaning that there's a shiloh. Gemara said it earlier on, right? How do you matir neder, right? Is it through charata or is it through a petach? Right? Is it enough that the person just regrets that he made the neder, Or do you have to find a petach that had he known this, he would have never done it? You have to find a petach for the neder. So in order to, for charata, you don't need any great iyun. And you just say, okay, fine, you regret, yeah, I regret. Okay, so you don't need, but to find a petach, you have to really look into the situation, ask him this, ask him that. And so we see from here the fact that Chia would be shooting his arrows while he was being Matir's neder. That shows us that it's just enough to do charata. Charata is enough to be Matir the neder. Because if it needed to find a petach, he wouldn't, you know, he'd have to put the iyun into it. He wouldn't be shooting his arrows. So that's what we're being told here. And similarly, by the next thing, Rabba bar Rav Huna as well. It said Yasi Vekayim, that he would sit and stand also when he would be to be Matir and Neder. In other words, he would sit, stand, whatever. He was not, if somebody had to do it through finding a petach, we have to sit down and concentrate. He was sitting, standing, because he didn't have to concentrate, because he also held that it's enough just to have charata. Okay, it's Rashi. Achia Baram have a shadi giro badi. Shalom haya me'ayen kokach. Neder. He wouldn't be miayin so much in the neder. Ela kamosha haya osek b'mlachto, while he was busy in his malacha, shay yore echetz, shooting this arrow. Mitochak body klal neder. That's how we check into the neder, just by while he was shooting his arrows. Yasi v'kayim shelo haya yoshev b'makom echad. He wouldn't sit in one place to concentrate. Elo med v'yoshev u'body klal, sit, stand, whatever. Again, he didn't have to do it with too much iyun, because they held that's enough for just charata.